Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool, clear morning across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying mild temperatures, while Haifa is slightly cooler. Perfect for an early morning walk. Here are today's headlines. First, from earlier today, the Times of Israel reports on a new Lebanon deal that revives Jerusalem's hopes of curbing Iran's influence. The trilateral pact formalizes IDF coordination with the Lebanese army. Also, earlier this hour, Walla says Iran has begun its official week of mourning for Khamenei with a massive ceremony in Tehran. The event is being used as a show of force against Israel. Also this hour, according to JNS, the IDF chief marked 1,000 days of war. He emphasized the military must be ready to fight again, as the IDF struck a Hamas tunnel complex in central Gaza. Separately, I-24 News reports that Russia and Iran's terror proxies attended Khamenei's funeral. However, Mojtaba Khamenei was notably absent. And finally, JTA highlights reflections from an Entebbe reunion. Former hostages say the events of October 7th shattered their faith in Israel's promise of rescue. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a noted activist, posted just minutes ago. He criticized the presence of Hamas leaders at Khamenei's funeral, calling it a gathering of extremists. Eyal Yacobi, a local commentator, wrote 30 minutes ago. He shared his views on the complex geopolitical dynamics unfolding. Avi Kanner, a business analyst, posted 35 minutes ago. He questioned Mojtaba Khamenei's absence, highlighting his lavish lifestyle amid Iran's economic struggles. Let's go deeper. Starting with the new Lebanon deal, the Times of Israel outlines how this agreement ties Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon to Hezbollah's disarmament. While it formalizes cooperation with the Lebanese army, it doesn't guarantee Iran's influence will be curbed. This development holds significant diplomatic implications for the region. Turning to the morning in Tehran, Walla describes a scene of immense public display as Iran bids farewell to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The funeral doubled as a political statement against Israel, gathering thousands in a show of unity. This could further strain tensions between the two nations. Meanwhile, the IDF's operation in Gaza. As reported by JNS, the IDF destroyed a Hamas tunnel complex. This comes as the military marks 1,000 days of conflict, underlining the ongoing volatility in the region. The IDF's readiness to engage in future conflicts remains crucial for national security. In a related development, I-24 News highlights the absence of Mojtaba Khamenei at his father's funeral. His absence raises questions amid the presence of Russia and Iran's proxies. This could signal internal political shifts within Iran, affecting its foreign relations. Finally, reflecting on the Entebbe reunion, JTA shares the sentiments of former hostages, who now question Israel's ability to ensure their safety. The historical operation once symbolized Israel's strength and resolve, but recent events have cast a shadow over that legacy. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel is considering privatizing one of its most secretive state-owned companies. The Government Companies Authority is reviewing the potential sale of EAPC, a strategic energy firm. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals a shift in the real estate market. City People has acquired Rothstein's share, exercising their right of first refusal, reflecting dynamic changes in property ownership. And finally, Ynet Business tells us about an international legal matter. An American residing in Israel has been extradited to the U.S. over a significant mortgage fraud case, highlighting ongoing cross-border legal collaborations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.